It is time for Around the World with Arjun Singh. Arjun joins us from Jaisalmer, India. We're here in Sharon, Connecticut. And let's say good morning to Arjun. Hey, good day, Arjun. How are you? We lost him. We'll try him again. See what happens. There we go. Good morning, Arjun.
Good morning, sir.
And
how are you? I'm fine.
Okay, I have some questions for you from our listeners, okay? So first of all, the first question that they all want to know, and you've been keeping us informed on Facebook, but you and you're about with COVID-19. How are you faring? Are you finally over it, and is the rest of your family okay?
Yes, everything is fine right now. My COVID-19 report is negative right now. And the doctor, with the permission of the doctor right now, I'm out of home. He says it's all over now. If it's related to my case, it's done now. And I got all the prescriptions and medicines, and I'm feeling much better. Yeah. Girdhar and Anita, they fell sick for a day. They had a fever just for a day only. And the same medicines were for them, but it's only for a day. They got fever, and they are much better right now, feeling better. But I'm feeling a lot of weakness, a lot. My mother, she's also in trouble right now. So I need to go with her to the hospital. But all the other family members, like my father, was also sick for a couple of days, the fever. And the doctor repeated the same prescription, the same medicines, vitamin E and a Feviflu and paracetamol and all those tablets. My brother got admitted in hospital for 3 days, and finally the report came negative, so he's now out of hospital. So actually, for the whole family, it was a tough time, and COVID-19, really, we tried our best to be away from that, but we couldn't keep ourselves safe from this one, and finally we got affected with it. But now feeling better, and I'm out of home, and the doctor advised me, and I started to go with my mother to assist her in the hospital, because as you know, he had a cancer of liver and gallbladder and all. So doctor says it's a fourth stage. So she's in a great trouble. For last couple of nights, she couldn't sleep. A lot of pain was there. So finally, she got admitted in the local hospital there for injections and all those things. So if you talk about the COVID-19, I think for my whole family, we got infected once. And it was worse with me, especially, because for 10 to 12 days, I was at home. And slowly it spread it to the other members. My brother's admitted for 3 days, but my wife and my son Girdhar and my father, they got fever just for a day, and now they all are fine. All are fine now.
All right. Now, about your mother, first of all, of course, we're all terribly sorry to hear about her diagnosis. And she's in the hospital, basically. Is she going to remain in the hospital? Because obviously they're treating her pain in the hospital, right?
Well, it's only for 4 hours in the morning. I go with her for the injections and all those things. The problem with us is that it's a different culture here. I don't even know even a single cancer survivor in my town here. Because once you come to know that cancer is there, it means it's a certain death. No one can now help you. No one can save you there. So still, for last couple of months, I know this secret. And even I couldn't dare it to tell to my father and my father and my mother. Because I know that when they would come to know about this, this is not easy for them to just accept it. And the other thing is that my mother is very religious, and here, according to some old people, or they just connect it with the religion. They say it's the result of your actions in last birth. So you didn't do good in your last birth, so that's why you got this fatal disease of cancer. So I don't want to feel guilty. My mother especially. So I told her that you have a bit infections in your liver and kidney there. So we are doing our best to get the treatment. But finally the day will come, because the other thing is that she is illiterate. She can't read. But for last couple of days, we go in the morning into the local hospital because the painkillers are only allowed in hospital there. I can't take it at home and use it for my mother. Only authorized doctors permit this. So there is no option you have that you can get these medicines at your home, because lots of my friends, they just advise me for the palliative care and all like this, but it's not possible here in the small town like this. And we have different culture. It's quite frustrating sometimes and very confusing. So because doctors have a queue of patients there. When a couple of days before, when I went to the local hospital with my mother, so there was a register and they were just writing the names of the cancer patients. And my mother's name was on 504. So already 500 patients they have of the cancer here in Jaisalmer. So it's a tough, actually. But there are so many, for example, when she enters in the ward there, it's written cancer ward there. But she can't read it. She is illiterate, so it's good for her. Because she still doesn't know that she is having that fatal disease. Because the day when she would come to know about this, I know that would be the toughest day for her in her life to know that she got this disease. But many times she asked me to look at in her eyes and say, what's the problem? And I do my best to stop my tears, but the day will come when it would be not easy for me to stop it. So we are facing with this one because the other thing is that my mother, cousin brother and a cousin sister, they had cancer and they died because of cancer and last year and in 2018. So the history is there with her own family. No one could survive. So if she comes to know about that would be not easy for her.
So this has really obviously just been a very horrible time for your family. Is there anything in your culture, does the family bind closer together? Do you inform friends about things like this, friends of your mother, even though she doesn't know yet, and your dad? Is there a support unit there for your family to help you get through this?
Well, the thing is that I think the best thing for her that if she comes to know about her disease, then it would be very worse for her. Then no one can stop. Then that would be the toughest time for her. So like my brother, my sister, my wife, they are educated and they know very well about this thing. So we talked together. We had a lot of conversation for this one. So how to deal with this one. So everyone, we know that we spend a lot of time with her. We do our best. And even the doctor told me that she is in fourth stage and even the chemotherapy and radiation will bring more pain to her and she will be more sick. So what she really needs now is the painkillers only. So I don't know what's going on in the future because still they didn't tell me clearly, but they said that there would be no surgery and no chemotherapy right now. But the way she is having the pain nowadays, I don't know what to do next. So all my family members, even because my mother has a sister there, she already calls me and she asks me that what happened actually. But I even don't want to tell her to my mother's sister because then it would not be easy for her to keep it counsel because she would definitely tell it to her sister. So the only educated members of my family who, even my father, he depends on my mother a lot. After every couple of hours, he asks, where is your mother? Where is she? So if he comes to know, even he is educated, but he knows about the fatality of this disease and he knows that no one can survive from this. So he would be disappointed and it would be very tough for us because he already is suffering from arthritis and all other diseases and asthma and all. So we are trying our best to keep it secret for some days or maybe for some months if it happens successfully. And definitely the day will come when the conditions will be worse. We would not be able to to control it. And finally, when we will go to those wards where the people they don't have hairs on their head and the thin bodies, and even my mother is quite intelligent and she knows that what's happening there because she has seen some cancer patients in her own life. Like my grandpa had cancer, throat cancer, and my sister's my mother's sisters, they had cancer and brother had a cancer. So she knew what happens. Body gets thin and you don't no hairs, and if finally go for the chemotherapy and radiation, all those things. So she has the idea, but so we are trying to keep it secret for a long time as we can keep it.
Well, everybody here in our listenership and following you on Facebook wishes nothing but the best for you and your family. Send prayers and our good thoughts and keep us up to date, Arjun, and stay healthy. Your family needs you strong. Your wife needs you strong. Your father also needs you strong and your mom as well. So stay well, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your warm wishes. Thank you. It's all because of you all friends on my Facebook that they really give me a lot of energy. And I'm standing with even I had this COVID just last week. And now I'm just doing my best to keep comfort for my mother. And at the same time, Girdhar is keeping an eye on the elections in the U.S. right now because he has a lot of dreams there. So he's very interested about the election in the U.S. and what's happening there. So always tells me that what's happening there. So he gives me the latest news. And at the same time, I'm busy with my mother and all the other family members. So thank you very much for your warm wishes. Thank you, sir.
Okay, we'll speak to you next week. We'll stick next month, but if you ever need us in advance, just let me know.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you, Arjun.
Please take care.
Bye-bye. Bye. That is Arjun Singh as we go around the world with the real tough time his family is going through.